as well. But just before we do that, take that little phrase, God is the one who justifies. Now, it's a very simple thing. God declared you righteous, therefore he cannot at the same time declare you condemned, right? Listen carefully to me. He never declared you righteous on your own merit in the first place, so he's not going to declare you unrighteous on your own merit in the second place. You understand that? You were declared righteous on the merit of Christ in the first place, and you are continually declared righteous on the merit of Christ. Since it was never your righteousness that made you savable, it is not your unrighteousness that makes you unsavable. It's all bound up in the work of God. And God has already declared you righteous. That's what it means. God is the one who justifies. God has already justified you, said you're righteous. Why? Because you were in Christ. Christ died. The penalty was paid. You rose to walk in newness of life. That is a settled issue. God says, price paid, case dismissed. You are righteous in Christ. The God who said that cannot condemn you. He cannot talk out of both sides of his mouth. Then he goes on to verse 34 and brings Christ into the picture. And he says, look, Jesus Christ died for you. That's his first point. He died for you. Now this you must consider carefully. You must think this through. Christ died for you. Shall Christ who died for you turn his back on that very act as to its purpose? I mean, the point is this, that when he died, he received the condemnation that was due to you and me. He received the condemnation for sin that we should have received. He never would have died otherwise. The wages of sin is death. Christ had no sin. He never would have died. He never would have died if he hadn't borne our sin. It was our sin that killed him. Now listen, he can't condemn us, follow this, because his death proves that he already took our condemnation. He would literally undo the very death he died. You see how you convolute the whole of redemptive comprehension. The whole thing is totally skewed and misrepresented and confused if you deny the security of a believer. Because now you've got Christ bearing a condemnation, the condemnation for all your sins, and then turning around and because of some sin you commit, condemning you. When he himself has already paid for that sin and borne the condemnation. And so, shall Christ that died, he says,